netyarrows.com. The unofficial Netyarrows archive site. Article tile colon. About. Netyarrows.com search changes list all community portal members news group education special events studios development hardware software media interviews articles games images NSPOWLC, USCADC, Japan guestbook about downloads talk. News group follow. RSS feed print friendly PDF file new edit crunch history logout attach main about. Netyarrows is a Sony PlayStation hobbyist development kit, which allows anyone with a knowledge of the programming language C to make PlayStation games. In addition to the Netyarrows hardware, black PlayStation 2 controllers, and an access card, members got PlayStation 3D object creation utilities, maths and sound libraries, plus access to an exclusive Netyarrows members website for support, and Netyarrows information exchange. See the Netyarrows website at www.c.sony.co.uk for more details. This domain was most likely originally created on the 24th November 1997 by C, exclusively for Netyarrows members. In 2017, I. Mike Dasher, aka M. Dasher, revived it, and is slowly finding the original active Netyarrows members to recreate their original members' homepage, for the public. I was a Netyarrows member, and this site is mostly based on my own experiences, recollections and research on Netyarrows, and my aim is to bring everything Netyarrows related together here, and open. It is run as a hobby to publicly document, and preserve that legacy. It is in no way affiliated with any Sony subsidiaries, or employees. This site would not be possible without Cobol's support, who finds, and packages Netyarrows games, and demos into a CD-ROM image. They are presented in the same menu that was originally used on PAL region cover discs of the official PlayStation magazine. Feel free to sign the guest book, or leave feedback. Netyarrows is ethos. Below is a list, which highlights the main Netyarrows ethos, and principles. Hobbyist. The Netyarrows was offered without any promise of a publishing deal, it was strictly sold on the premise that the buyer is not a business, and it was not for commercial use. Although there were pathways to commercial releases via official channels, this was not the goal of the Netyarrows program. Paraphrasing Phil Harrison, by removing the expectations of a commercial product, Netyarrows breaks past market norms and takes creative technologies outside of these conventions. Today, with the ease of self-publishing and the rise of indies, this concept is more important than ever. Focusing on business, marketing and markets is great for serious people, but for hobbyists, students and beginners it's a huge distraction, and a waste of time. Money, sales and donations changes the experience, and expectations. Education. Because Netyarrows wasn't made to make commercial products, this resulted in most members being inexperienced. It was also used in universities around the world, so it is well documented with a lot of guides and examples, but more importantly a community willing to support each other. While most Netyarrows games look simple, they served as a launchpad into careers, whether in games or not. Sharing. Members were given web space to publish and share work and information. This included utilities, demos and games, etc. It was also common for people to share source code in the interest of helping the community. Community. Because Netyarrows membership was limited to niche hobbyist game devs, beginners and students, this created a very intimate community, where the same people talked and asked questions via the news group provided by Sony. Sony put on special events, ranging from an online presentation to invitations to game development events. There were also many competitions run by Sony, Edge Magazine, and members. Simplification. Being a console means development was specific to one hardware target, as opposed to the myriad of PC configurations. PlayStation created a high-level library to get developers producing content very quickly. The Netyarrows is actually most of this library. Missing are a few features and formats, low-level rendering, CD video streaming, and multi-tap libraries. The limitations were for two reasons. 1. So it didn't compete with the professional kit. 2. To focus on game development, design and creativity. Creativity. The main goal of Netyarrows was to foster creativity, new ideas, and experiences, with next to no creative restrictions. Because no low-level libraries were included, performance and impressive visuals were not the goal, but the opposite. Where a small team, or single person could produce a rough idea relatively quickly. Exposure. Sony promoted Netyarrows games by often publishing them on official PlayStation magazines cover discs for many PAL regions. In the US region, Japanese Netyarrows games were included in one issue of PlayStation Underground. Over its time, the industry had a somewhat fascination, interviewing developers in magazines and web pages. Netarrow's games are unique, and still to this day has a following for its quirkiness and creativity. Teams. Sony never forced Netarrow's members to create teams, however it was suggested and encouraged here and there. But if you're interested in a career in game development, working as an indie, or starting a studio, then creating a team of like-minded individuals will result in a better and more productive experience for everyone involved than working alone. The idea to forming a team is that it functions like a real-world game development studio, but without the money and the office issues. Read more about teams here. Working remotely on a hobby like this was possible in the late 90s, with email, file sharing, and instant chat protocol, etc. However, the biggest constraint to doing team online work is usually the different time zones. Page last modified on September 20, 2021, at 10:47 a.m., and visited 3,708 times. Document.get element by ID, date dot, inner HTML date, powered by PMWiki. No cook is used. Netarrow's and PlayStation are trademarks of Sony Computer Entertainment Inc. Except where otherwise noted, content is copyright 2021, unofficial Netarrow's Europe Archive.Creative Commons, CC BY. All rights reserved. Permission granted to whomever.